The message today is transitional. I'm glad you're here, and I'm glad you're here online. Just lift your hand. We thank you, Father, that you are here, that your power is here, that the Holy Spirit is here, that angels are here, that all of our answers are right here in this place, and that you will anoint, you will heal, you will give wisdom, you will give revelation, you will give understanding, you will give insight of every scenario that is in this house today. Every minister will grow in power, grow in vision, and everything that we need or desire will manifest in this house today. Thank you for my brother and my sister who's standing beside me. Thank you for those who are online. Let us be on one accord this day in your name. Amen. Amen. I want you to remain standing and get your Bibles. We're going to open the 23rd Psalm and 1 Corinthians 11. 23rd Psalm and 1 Corinthians chapter 11. You're here, right?
Yes, sir.
You're going to have to be here because there's going to be some transition to take place in the spirit and some insight that is not normal. So I want you to know there's a shift that's going to take place. In Psalm 23, verse 5, and I don't want to hooray for this scripture because this is deep scripture, and I'm going to take you some places this morning that the Lord wants you to go. Verse 5, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. And I want you to take the word, this is a prophetic table. David is prophesying about the communion table. He's prophesying about what has happened when Jesus died and paid for everything and set up the Lord's table to take communion today, set up the communion table. David prophesied years before it happened of this type of table that has everything on it. I want you to notice while you're standing in that fifth verse, me, mine, mine. I want you to notice. Look at the scripture now. All these personal addressing to you. Y'all didn't see it. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemy. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. You'll get it next week sometime. Talking about right now. All right, go to 1 Corinthians. Go to 1 Corinthians. You have no idea where you're going this morning. 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Now here we have the governmental side, apostolic, about this table. The Apostle Paul, in the 23rd verse. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner, we're still at a table, you know. Also, he took the cup. When he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me, in remembrance of all that was prophesied in Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Isn't that in there? Huh? Green pastures, still waters, path of righteousness, goodness and mercy. All on the communion table. David laid it out prophetically. The apostle now is showing you the governmental aspect of it. In other words, you don't have to ask permission for these things to happen. It's your divine rights. Right here, right now, today. You must not petition for these things. You must prophesy. They're already yours. So you decree those things. It's mine. I have it now. It's already paid for. If I send you to pick a car up and tell you I've already paid for it, and they got your name over there, what you going to do? Pick it up. And you don't want no mess when you get there. Give me them keys. Because it's rightfully yours, because I paid for it. Everything you need, everything you want, everything you desire is already. Every promise God made is yours. And you have the grace to access it by faith. What is you saying, Pastor? I'm saying that the 23rd Psalm is prophetical of the communion table. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, all that God has said belong to you. Now sit down, I'm going to tell you something. And just go back to the 23rd Psalm. And I want you to get this. Always, write this down. Always sitting, I love you too, at the prepared table. With a $1,000 check. Always sitting at the prepared table. You get that in your prayer life. You get that in your confession life. You get that when trouble comes. You get that when things are always sitting at the prepared table. Every day. Say every day. I have a right to sit at the prepared table. Look at that 23rd Psalm for a minute. Just read any verse you want. You have a right to sit. You have a right. Just choose your verse you want to read. I have a right to sit at the prepared table. Every day. Listen, from this revelation forward, you will not have to be concerned about how things are going to come out. Every day, I have a right to sit at the prepared table. What on the table? And then from this day forward, I have not to be concerned about anything, how it's going to come out. It's on that table. The Lord is my shepherd. I, what's the rest of it? It don't make no difference what's going on. I'm at the table. Thou prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemy. So my enemy don't make no difference of how things gonna come out from me, no matter who coming against me, no matter what they have said, what they have done. I got a table prepared. They can't do me nothing. Then I'm anointed. Same voice. Verse 5. Eat nothing in my head. My cup supposed to. Say it. Then say, God dog it. I want to get that in your spirit, that your cup, your table supposed to be full, your cup supposed to run over. You are anointed.
Yes, I am.
My enemy can't do nothing with me. I'm more powerful than all my future enemies. So it doesn't matter what come up, you know how it's gonna come out. What? Let me preach up in here. It doesn't matter what's come up from the day, I know how it's gonna come out, because I got my seat at the table that's been prepared for me by blood.
Oh, that's a good preaching,
Dan. I want you to see a scripture. Turn to 2 Corinthians. I think it's, oh my goodness. I want you to see this before I go any further. Oh my goodness. Oh my, yeah. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. 2 Corinthians 13. 2 Corinthians chapter 13. I want you to look at verse 14. I received, sir. I want you to look at verse 14. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, look at verse 14. These three things ought to light you up. I want to light you up this morning. These three things ought to light you up. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. See, y'all don't know how much it was. Y'all don't know how much it was. Y'all thought I... And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. That means it's paid for. That mean I'm a king and a priest. Yeah. What?
I'm a king and a priest.
Yeah, I'm not just a church member. I'm a king and a... Talk to me up in here. I'm a king and a priest. I know nobody ever told you. But you're a king.
I'm a king.
And you're a priest.
Yes, sir. I'm anointed.
And the love of God. You seeing that voice? Look with me, young man. Look with him on his phone with him. I want you to see that. Look and see it. I want you to see it. And the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, that's one part. And the love of God, look at the last part. Oh, that's on that table. You got to stop being just a petitioner. You got to be a proclaimer. There's something God said, what you asking me for? What you asking me for that for? Why you keep coming bring your bring me this finished shopping list? Something trying to hold that back from you. You claim it. You name it. You call it. They don't want us to name it. They don't want us to claim it. They don't want us to have prosperity. I don't know what they're going crazy. God wants you to have it. Call things that be not as though they were. Because they are. They're already paid for. They're just trying to hide it from you. Listen. Every child of God has the right to sit at this table with a sad note at the end of this voice, but many are not. Every child of God have a right to sit at this table, but many are not. Now, they are not sitting because they don't know the clarity of what the table really means. You're just reading it as a pretty song. But you're supposed to be sitting there, and the benefits from that table are supposed to be in your life every day. From this day forward. Come on. I'm sitting in my seat. And you got to let you listening? You got to let your mind sit in that seat. Your imagination has to sit in that seat. Come on here. Your conscience has to sit in that seat. And tell your emotions, shut up and sit down in that seat. They're going to be just like God said. Your emotion rise you up from that seat because it feels something and sees something and hears something. But you tell the emotion, sit down. It will be just like God said. Your emotion, your feeling, your conscience. Your mind keep getting up from the table because you heard something else. You heard something else. You got to call it back by faith. He said, I shall not want. He said, he'll leave me by green pasture. He said, I have peace. He said, I have still water. He said it. But you can't sit at that table if your mind keep running with every little thought that come up. That's why he said, I can't lead you in the path of righteousness unless I restore your soul. Every child of God have a right to sit at this table, but many are not. Why? They don't know how. Listen, sit down. There are so many other tables the world is offering. The Father is inviting you to continue to sit at his prepared table. Yes. How many are going to receive the invitation? Yes. I'm assigned by God to reveal this special position to you and teach you how to remain in your seat. I don't care if the wind blowing and the trees falling. I'm standing in my seat. Now listen very carefully because there's a transition point here. The 23rd Psalm is prophetical of the cross. Crucifixion and the communion table. Didn't hear me. The 23rd Psalm is prophetical of the cross, the crucifixion, and the communion table. That prepared table got to be the communion table. Yes. I know you never heard it before. You pulled to hear something you never heard before. The Lord is my shepherd, I should not want. When Jesus died on that cross, that was finalized. Oh, man. The green pastures are finalized now. Jesus paid for it all. How many have seen this thing? The running over cup is finalized now. He paid for it. For me to be freshly anointed every day, empowered by the Holy Ghost, is already paid for. It was paid for by the cross. David prophesied. You have a better understanding of the 23rd Psalm now. You know the 23rd Psalm is blood bought. When you quote, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want," you're speaking of what the cross paid for, the blood paid for. It's my redemptive right to be blessed, my redemptive right to be healed, my redemptive right to live a long, satisfied life, my redemptive right to have joy and peace when everything else like it going wild. Are you listening to me? No, you support not to leave here today like you came. Hell break loose. You tell your wife, "Let's sit at the table." Something good about to happen. There's no fear at that table. All right, I'm going to go tell her now. I want you to hear this. When you read the 23rd Psalm, the 23rd Psalm is prophetical of the cross, the crucifixion, and the communion table, which include the resurrection and all of that. Yes. All the benefits of the blood of Jesus is on this table. Yes. And they belong to you. David prophesied the table. Paul revealed the government of this table. I jumped over the head just now. David prophesied about the table, but Paul came in the revelation of Jesus Christ and revealed the apostolic government on that table, that you have divine rights and authority. Now, I'm about to go somewhere. I'm going to put some of y'all out. Y'all don't look like y'all ready to go. We're about to go in some places now. So let me see who I got to put out of here. Y'all ain't listening. Whoever not listening. All right. Now, you had Psalm 23:5? Go back there. You had Psalm 23:5?
Yes, sir.
Because I want you to read it out loud in a few minutes. Psalm 23:5. Everybody, I want everybody to read. Ready? Read. Now listen very carefully. Take note as you go. This is the kingdom of God table that no enemy or economy can shut down. Woo! Somebody say, "Woo, woo!" I want you to get that. Because you're going to have financial crisis coming. But it's actually a wealth transfer for you. God got to shake things up to get your money out of their hands. So it's going to look like everything going up high and look like things going wrong, but stop shouting and they're going to think you're crazy, but it's a wealth transfer because they're going to become confused. Listen, this is the kingdom of God table that no enemy or economy can shut down. There is never no shortage at this table. So, when you see things going haywire, begin to dance. What used to work is not going to work anymore. See, they have to become confused that we can step into our inheritance. Everything looks like going backwards. That ain't about you.
Preach to me, Dad.
Because the Lord is my shepherd. And I shall not want. The economy not my shepherd. The government not my shepherd. The bank not my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. Come on, talk to me here. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. The Lord, the same Lord that multiplied that 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes is my shepherd. If the Lord have to multiply the bread, he gonna do it for me. He make a way out of no way. I received some. That's $600 I received. He make a way out of no way. Oh,
All right, sit down. You got your shouting clothes?
Everything.
Tell somebody I'm sitting at that table. Tell them that's my table. And my mind at that table. My feeling at that table. Nothing never gonna bother you again. You're not gonna be bothered no more. Woo! Turn to John, Gospel, chapter 8. I'm about to say something about this table.
Didn't use it, Dad. Come on.
Oh, katana la Tell somebody I don't have to worry no more. Shh. Shh. Hallelujah. Shh. I'm going to try to stay here with you. Hallelujah. I'll see you. Shh. John chapter 8. John's Gospel, chapter 8. Because he told me I had to put this in here for you to really see it. Oh, hallelujah. To sit at this table, you must be anointed with divine truth. John 8:32. To sit at this table, you must be anointed with divine truth. John 8:32. The truth about the table, and you shall know the truth.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And the truth shall make you free and keep you free. The truth about this table, nobody can mess with this table. This table is set no matter what happens. You just sit at the table and prophesy over your situation. Say what he said. You listen to me? Always sitting at the prepared table. Jesus Christ. I'm a prosperity preacher, and you're a prosperity Christian. Okay, well, nobody say it. You can't be a child of God broke. You can't be a child of God living in poverty, or you not receiving. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Now, I want you to turn somewhere, because I'm trying to tell you something about this table again that the average person won't talk about this table. Turn to Jeremiah 29 and 11. Give me the NIV. Give me the NIV on board, please. NIV, Jeremiah 29 and 11, because I'm about to make a statement. On this table, write this down, is the prosperity of God on purpose.
Yes, yeah.
On this, wait a minute, listen. Yeah. On this table is the prosperity of God on purpose.
Yes.
God put prosperity on that table, on my cup run is over.
Yes.
What do you think that means? On purpose. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord.
Yes,
plans to prosper you. Shout. And not to harm you. Plan to give you hope in a future. Man come to me, he's talking about a house. I listened to him a little while. When he finished, I said, it's too small. He said, what? He said, well, Reverend, I say it's too small. Change the plan. He's building it right now. Glory to God. Don't come talking to me about no tiny house. Them little house they got on TV talking about the tiny house. I don't even want to hear it. Get out of my face. I don't want to hear nothing about no tiny house. And y'all start owning your property. Just start make ownership. You won't have ownership. Don't let them start selling you stuff and talking about that you don't have to go through this. No, I want my own stuff. I might use it a while, but I'm gonna own this. Now y'all don't want to talk to me. They got all these plans they're coming up with. They ain't on that table. That's their plan to rob you more and set you back and make you be under them. No, you tell them, I'm working on something. I'm about to pull something off this table. God on this table is prosperity of God on purpose. All right, now. When you read 1 Corinthians 11, 23 through 26 about the communion table, about remembering the Lord, there must be a connection between the communion table and this table in 23rd Psalm. Yes, could it be that they are one? Yeah. And we didn't know? But now we are finding out. Yes, and I got a word on it, a word. W-O-W. Wow. We are finding out that God is a God of prosperity, and prosperity don't make God nervous. Bigness don't make God nervous. God call you blessed. And I want you to be blessed right now. And stop thinking all them other old thoughts and talking about I'm about to get by. No! Let the Holy Ghost, let the angels do for you what God wants you to have. Be blessed so you can be an example everywhere you go. God did it. The prepared table is also connected to the prepared place. You read John 14, 1, 6. You're going to have the best year and the best to go to. Best year and the best to go to. It's connected to the prepared place. You see, I prepared a place. I prepared a table for you, and I prepared a place for you. The table is just like the place. The table is just like the place. Just like I prepared the place, I prepared the table. The table makes you live like the place. See, you're not supposed to live a perhaps life. You live a possible life. Write that down. You're not supposed to live a perhaps life. You know, it might. No, you live a possible life because I already set it in place. And you don't have to wait till you get to heaven to start living. I want you to start living down here so you can be an example to win more people to Christ. Ron, you're singing, he got the whole world in his hand. He don't have you in his hand? What are you dealing with this morning? What is not working out right? What it seem like you left out? Hear what the Lord is saying to you today. Get back to the table. Prophesy. Proclaim. Decree. Command. You out there trying to live a perfect life. You ain't perfect. I ain't perfect. That's what repentance is for. That's what grace is for. That's what mercy is for. Lord, forgive me. I turn my life over to him. Come on, son. Turn your life over to him. Boy, you're always sowing. It's $1,500. You're always sowing. Turn to Matthew 16. This table is so productive, you will not be able to set to it without ongoing revelation. Listen to me now. This 23rd Psalm, this table, this communion table, you would not be able to set to it properly without revelation. You'll get behind. You'll get behind on the blessing. Somebody in here is behind on the blessing. See, because the blessing, to keep up the blessing, revelation got to keep coming. Because the blessing is so overwhelming, your mind can't handle it by itself. Your spirit has to take over. This is a revelation table. It revealed before it manifests. Yeah. Yes. See, the Lord is my shepherd. Yes. See, it's personal. Yes. I shall not want. And so that with that revelation, ongoing manifestation and demonstration come. Oh, talk to me here. See, your life is a life of revelation. Your life is a life of manifestation. Your life is a life of demonstration. Your life is not a life of problem, woes and stuff, talking about how I'm going to make it. No, your life, as you walk in revelation, things start unfolding supernaturally. You're a spirit. You have authority. You have power. You understand what I'm saying? Huh? When you're operating in faith, your life is not normal. Any moment a miracle can happen in my life. Any moment a sign or wonder can break out in my life. Because I'm connected to the Father. I'm connected to the Son. I'm connected to the Holy Ghost. I'm connected to the kingdom. Come on, son. I'm connected. See, I have a miracle working life. I love you, too, son. $1,000. He's so all the time. My life is a miracle. Any moment, the whole system can change just for me. Because I walk in revelation. Come on now. I walk in revelation. I don't walk. Oh, watch me. I don't walk in routine. My next step, something might happen that have never happened before because I got divine steps in me. I have the supernatural in me. Come on. See, I sat at that table, man. See, because I sat at the table, when I get up, I walk different, talk different, act different, because I'm sitting at that table. Are you following me? See, I live a life of revelation. I don't live a life of predicament. I live a flowing life. Anything good can happen to me today that I can't explain. The only way I can address it is, hallelujah, glory to God. He done it again. See, I want you to have this type of expectation now because the flow on you. May I tell you something? I'm hearing the Holy Spirit say, everywhere you go, that table go. I just heard that. See, we thought we got a stationary table. No, it's a moving table. Wherever you set up at, that's where it's set up at. So I'm never without my table. See, because it's not a wood table, it's a revelation table. It's a supernatural table. It's a miracle table. It's a sign and wonder table. And the table moved with me. The table's in my house. What? Come on, bro. What? You keep sewing, man. You keep sewing, man. Gotta keep. All right, I got it.
Man, that's
a jumbo. He just gave me his head. Hallelujah. As the lawyer, I receive, sir. As the lawyer. That boy, that's the smartest lawyer I know. I never saw a lawyer smarter than him. He didn't know about seed. Ain't no telling where he going. Now, I want you to sit down and write this down. I'm not going to preach much longer this morning. You have you gotten anywhere yet this morning? Whew, I feel the presence of God, man. I can't take much more. Man, I'm falling out up here. I can bring the table with me. I'm driving my car, the table up in there. She's a revelation. It's not a wood table, it's a revelation. I got a traveling table with me. All right, take this down. It will take ongoing revelations, plural, to keep sitting at this table. No matter what's going on around you, no matter what is being said, it don't make no difference. Turn to Matthew 16 now. Turn to Matthew 16. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm almost through Matthew 16. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say, the Lord is my shepherd.
The Lord is my shepherd.
I shall not want. Now you take that by revelation. You can't take that by just reading or repeating. It has to be revelation. You can't sit at that table without the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit unfolds what's on the table. The Holy Spirit creates what's on the table. You as a Christian, you are not called to live a normal life. You are called to shine, to let your light shine, that men may see the Father good work in you. You got to be blessed. Here in Matthew 16 now, let me read that again because I want you to see it. Matthew 16, look at verse 13. Here's the table set it. It will take ongoing revelation to keep sitting at this table, no matter what's going on around you, no matter what is being said. All right, Matthew 16, 13, come on. Matthew 16, 13 now, I want you to look at this. I want you to catch this because it's ongoing revelation. I love you, sir. I receive. That's a $500. I receive. Watch this. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I the Son of Man am? Who man say I am? And they say, some say that thou, John the Baptist, some Elijah, and some other Jeremiah, one of the prophets. Now, here we go. Here we go. You're going to live a normal church-going life, or you're going to live a life of the Spirit sitting at the table? Here we go. See, at this table, you can't sit there without revelation. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Jesus. You don't sit to this table. Listen to me, children. You don't sit to this table by conditions. You sit to this table by revelation. The condition don't mean a doggone thing. What you're going through now don't mean a doggone thing as long as I can get some revelation to you. As long as you can have some communion with the Holy Ghost, you can sit at this table. Because he'll show you what on the table. The other person don't see it because they don't have no revelation. They got religion. They got rituals. But you got communion with the Holy Ghost, the grace of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God moving through you. See? You got the spirit of wisdom. You got the spirit of revelation. You got the spirit of understanding. You got the spirit of knowledge on you. You know what is the hope of your calling. What you know what your inheritance is. You see, you know about the power. So it's a table of revelation. Say it. If you're not operating, come on. If you're not operating in revelation, you're not at the table.
I receive, man. That's $1,000. I receive, sir. That's $1,000. Husband and wife. Daughter, good to see you. I receive. It's a $500 check.
So it takes revelation to keep sitting at the table. The table is not normal. The table is not based on your English profession. It's going to take the Holy Ghost. You're going to take the blood of Jesus to sit at this table. And no matter what nobody else say, how things getting bad, how things going. You see what they just said just now? Huh? But he won't know what you're saying. I sat on my porch. My wife and I were sitting there, and the wind went crazy. Blowing a tree. I said, well, hold up here. You can't do that around here. I shut you down in Jesus' name. Unless you blow a little bit, but don't be blowing crazy like that. You want to tear something up, but you can't do that around here. What you got to lose? What you got to lose? Say something to it. What you got to lose? Say something to what you don't like. What you got to lose? You got that already. Say something to it. I authorize you this morning in the name of Jesus. Say something to it. Change it. Now, you sat at the table by revelation. Why what happened now? You about, come on, daughter. What's happened? Why you let them people interrupt you like that? Because I want them to get rich. That's why. That's why I let them interrupt me. I kept hitting Fred Price when Dr. Price was living and Brother Hagin, and I kept on. Come on. I kept on. Kept on. Kept on. Kept on. Other preachers that sat there and looked at me. One preacher testified. He's a pastor. He said, you know, I'm the stupidest man that ever lived. I said, what happened? I sat there and saw you doing that, and I just sat there and I look at you and look at me. He's still alive today. He's going to regret it the rest of his life. He's going to regret it the rest of his life. I let people saw. I let them use me. They use me. I mean, listen. Man, sit down. Verse 15 now. You can't be running around with the crowd. Tell me, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? What are we going to do? Listen, he said to them, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered to him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood have not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I build my church, and the gate of hell shall not prevail against it. What? And I will give thee unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind. Ooh, Lord. Talk to me, Lord. On earth shall be bound. In heaven, talk to me, Lord, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. Talk to me, God. Don't let them be bypass words. Recognize what God is saying to you. When you operate in revelation, you call the shot. You say what is and what is not. Talk to me up in here, Glenn. You hear what I'm saying? You got power. You're not just somebody going to church on Sunday. No, you money, you powerful.
Come on.
Yes. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. I almost don't want to say this part. Turn to Luke chapter 16. I'm going to make a statement here. It's going to be a profound statement. Luke, I mean, it's going to get you from somewhere you shouldn't be. Somewhere you shouldn't be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, coming out, that's right. And coming from under. Coming out and coming from under. Coming out and coming from under. Watch what happened here now. Watch what happened here. Watch what happened. Stop trying to eat from under the world's table. Stop trying to eat from under the world table when you got a table set up for you in 23rd Psalm. Ain't no job determine how you come out. Your faith determine how you come out. Stop trying to eat from under the world's table. And when you hear this scripture, you're going to find out, you're going to see now. Stop trying to eat from under this $500 check, under the world table. Watch, watch, watch. You with me?
Yes, sir.
16:19. There was a certain rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen and fast sumptuously every day.
Yes, sir.
And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which laid at his gate full of soul and desired to be favored with the crumb which fell from the rich man's table. I want you to say something with me. I give the Holy Spirit. My crumbs days are over. You see? See, we don't have to go under the table. What they say, you know, all these cultural battles they're having, all these different battles they're having in political arena, for Republican and Democrat and all these different things going on. That's not our table. I pray for President Biden every day. I pray for him. I pray for the leader. Yeah, I pray for him. I pray for their family. Yeah, because they're not going to tell me how I come out. I just tell them how they come out. I'm the one I got Jesus Christ in me. I got the Holy Ghost on the inside of me. So I ain't going to get mad if they do something crazy. They all the people going to do some crazy stuff. But just keep praying and keep praying and keep praising God and keep dancing. Keep giving God the glory. Somebody just got pregnant in here with the Holy Ghost. Yeah. That's 300. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Listen, I'll give you one or two more things and then we'll close. Always sitting at the prepared table in your faith, spirit, heart, mind, conscious, imagination, and letting nothing take you from your seat at the table. Prepared for you by God. Now the way that's going to happen is Romans 12, 1, 2, 3. You present your body to him. You be transformed in the second verse. And you use your faith. Now, here's a secret. Grieve my spirit. Yes. Don't let nothing grieve your spirit. And push your soul out of alignment.
Yes, sir.
Push your mind out of alignment. Push your conscience out of alignment. Romans 9:1. I tell the truth, my lie not. My conscience bear witness with the Holy Ghost. Romans 8:16, the Spirit bear witness with my spirit. Ooh, good God Almighty.
Yeah.
Ooh, good God Almighty. You heard? Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Huh? You come back again soon? Another 500. Huh? Romans 9:1. And I think it's Romans 8:16. Now I'm gonna give you one with Romans 9:1. Let me give you one. So I need you to see this. I say the truth.
in Christ. I lie not, my conscience also bear me witness in the Holy Ghost. You see that? You know what the Holy Ghost told me? He says, when you talk about your conscience, you're talking about your mind. My mind also bear me witness in the Holy Ghost. My imagination also bear me witness with the Holy Ghost. Huh? My emotion. And then it turned that the Spirit bear witness with my spirit that I'm an heir of God and a joint heir with Christ. You see it? You trying to get me to close?
No, sir.
Oh.
No, sir. Wait.
You get quiet on me. That don't stop me. I've been around here a long time. I know what the Lord told me to do. I ain't going to let you change it. And then Romans 8, 26, 20 through 28. You got to have it too. Boy, my tailor here this morning. You know, I thought about it. I said, my tailor better start coming to church. Yeah, he walked in, him and his wife walked in. I'm thinking about it because I know I got to build some things in him because he got an empire he's building. His daddy legacy. You must know where your seat is and know how to sit in it, knowing that all is well. Don't accept substitute seat that will be offered to you. Don't accept them. Weakness, sickness, disease, death, poverty, no Satan can sit at this table. At this table is the most precious dish. I give it to you, 2 Corinthians 13:14. And then this is the sonship table. John 1:12. But as many receive him, to them give he the power to become the son of God. Romans 8:14, as many led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. Galatians, a lady said, I can't write that fast, Reverend. I see I lay it writing, boys. This is the sonship table. John 1:12. Romans 8:14 and Galatians 4:1-6 talks about you a servant until you become a son. Okay? Now I'm just going to close here. I got 9 minutes before hour. I'm going to close here with some answers I get. I recall when I'm praying. Your life is a life of prophesying, commanding, proclaiming, declaration, and decreeing. You cannot stay as a petitioner. We must ask, we must seek, we must knock. But there are certain things that have already been declared by God. You got to speak them out of your mouth. You got to ride around the corner and say, I'm blessed. Just say it. I don't care where I'm from. Just say, I'm blessed. I'm a child of God. And you hear the word of life. I want y'all to stop drifting. It's time to be shifting and lifting into different realms. As things look like they're not working, I want y'all to be shifting into another gear in the spirit. You must not be an echo. You must be a present moment, powerful voice over my business. The kingdom of God has come and his will be done. Mm. My soul bear witness with the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost bear witness with my spirit. That's Romans 9:1 and Romans 8:16. Now, when I was praying, and it might be for somebody, he asked me this question. How close did you come and didn't make it? In other words, you probably was at a place you should have kept pressing, but you're selling. no more settling. You will have what you want. Stop settling, but well, I wanted this, but no! Come on, son. So on again. Another $1,000. He done been up here 3 or 4 times. Father, where do you want me? Yeah. I'm your man, I'm your woman. This is your plan, and it's your land. Where you want me at? Then the Lord said to tell you this, shame on you if you're not discerning my power upon you at all times. The rod, staff, and scepter all pointed in my direction at all times.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Watch the carnality and satanic move and overcome them by yielding to my presence at all times. And I had this experience. I was sitting in one of my offices at home praying. I had been praying about 45, 50 minutes, praying about this service this morning. And I mean, this is going to be shocking to you because the shock was shocking to me. A glory lamp appeared in my office. Now, I can't really explain. The thing was bright, 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 but it was large. And if I was sitting at my desk, that thing hung right in, I got a chandelier hanging, it hung right out there by itself. I said, what is that, Lord? He said, it's a glory lamp. Wow. So that's Seth Sam glory. Uh-huh. I decree upon you,
yes,
your home,
yes,
and whatever you set your hand to do,
yes,
the glory of God is on your life.
Yes.
Now you're sitting at the table with the glory on you.
Yes.
Give God praise.